Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. It's another fired up episode today on Superheroes in Heels where we're going to talk raw. I'm going to talk ridiculously bold, really about a topic that every woman entrepreneur needs to talk about. We need to have this conversation, ladies. So today our topic is going to hit straight to the heart. That's my plan. My goal is to have this real honest conversation with you about showing up as your authentic self and giving 100% of you in your business. Think about, are you letting yourself and your business fall short by playing small? So today we're going to talk about really who does it benefit when you don't show up, bringing it your A game, bringing it all. Here's what I've determined over the years is when I play small in business, I get a small reward. I hear women talking about they just can't seem to make the money that they need to. They are not getting the clients that they want. Coaches are going out of business at a fast rate because they're going back to the workforce because they can't afford to keep working. And that's all service industries, right? Because what's happened is we get comfortable. We're not giving 100%. You see, one of the things that, if you really think about it, there's a very small amount of entrepreneurs in the world. There really is. I know you might hang out in circles where everybody's an entrepreneur, but the reality is most people in the United States and around the world, they don't work for themselves. They work for somebody else. They're an employee. When you have a job, you get up and you go to the job. You get up most of the time. This is not everybody. So of course there's exceptions to every rule, right? But most of the time people get up, they go to work at the same time, they get off at the same time, or they have a schedule that comes out on a weekly or monthly basis, and they stick to that schedule. As an entrepreneur, most of the time, entrepreneurs don't set themselves a schedule. They're like, I wanted freedom out of the corporate world, and so I'll work whenever I feel like it, right? Or, you know, you set your own hours. That's great, but do you keep them? Oh, this morning, I just really wanted to sleep in. So I chose to sleep in instead. Oh, you know what? I stayed up late last night. You know, it's okay. You know, no, ladies and gentlemen, that is not how it works. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, set office hours for yourself. Set time that you are working on your business and set time that you're working in your business until the time that you can hire other people to work in your business. And so today's topic really is about how are you playing 100%? Are you giving 100%? And when you don't, who really wins? Who benefits really when you dim your light? That's what I wanted to talk about today. So let's answer the tough questions. Who does it serve you when you don't show up? When you're not prepared? When you don't ask for the sale, when you're not feeling confident, I'll tell you who, your competition. Sorry, you're practically handing over your clients to your competition. You're giving them your market share right there on a silver platter. You just hand it right over because every time that you hesitate, every time that you shrink yourself, every single time that you know, you don't give 100%, your competition gets a little bit stronger while you fade away in the background. I know, I told you, it's bold, it's real. I was going to be honest, but that is the truth. And don't forget, those of us, you know, who are faith people, right? The enemy, that inner critic, the haters, the doubters, all the enemies, they cheer every single time you back down from your own power. We've seen it in social, in politics, and everything else, right? What you do is you give them the fuel and the satisfaction when you choose not to rise up, when you're not choosing to step into your purpose. Why are you making it easy for them? Why let them win by default? Right? Like, I'm just being real. I'm just being honest with you about this because I really feel that it's time to stop playing small. It really is. Women have been, we keep going this ebb and flow, up and down, ebb and flow. You know, just think about that, the up and down charts, right? For women, as women entrepreneurs, being seen, especially women in male dominated spaces, like, oh yeah, women, we've come so far, but yeah, we still have so far to go. And every time we get steps ahead, then there's a knockdown somewhere. Okay, think about that. Think about the price that you pay when you're playing small. Listen up. Not showing up isn't just about missing a meeting. It's not about skipping a call. It's about missing the opportunity to serve, to create cash flow, to build real relationships. I don't know, to wield influence. Your business loses traction every single time you pull back. Your message gets lost each time that you hold yourself back. Each time you're like, oh, it's not a big deal. And the people that need you most, well, they end up settling for your competition. They settle for somebody else because you weren't willing to step fully into you being the entrepreneur and owning your role as the CEO of your business, of your industry. I know for me, I've let it happen. Right? But you have to think about it this way. You're meant to dominate your space, not in a negative way, not in a forceful way, but as a space of power, the power that you have as superhero women. Why would you hand that over to somebody else? Why would you hand over that power? It just doesn't make sense, does it? But every time that you skip a meeting, you call off because you partied or whatever, every time, look, I get it. Okay. Let's just be honest. All right. All you mamas out there, I get it. Kids get sick, right? We got to make adjustments. We have to renegotiate meetings. Those are real. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the times when you know you should have picked up the phone and made those sales calls, but you held off so long that the person, when you finally did call them, they already went with somebody else. I'm talking about the times when you held yourself back and wouldn't go to that networking event because you were afraid of what it would look like, that you weren't good enough at it yet. I'm talking about the times when we just aren't willing to step forward in the fear. And we miss out on opportunities that we absolutely could have taken advantage of. When you don't ask for the sale, your bank account pays the price. When you're not prepared, your credibility takes a hit every single time. When you're not feeling confident, you miss out on genuine connections. You're designed to be of service, to shine, to inspire, to encourage and motivate, and all these wonderful things, the gifts that we have as women entrepreneurs. And when you step into your full authenticity, well, you attract trust, loyalty, and abundance. The fakers and the doubters, they walk away because they just can't handle your realness. Right? Have you ever noticed that? Like, you just be real and there's these people who come up to you and they just want to be your friend. They want to hug you when they see people, when people see you guys together, they want to be part of your in crowd, but you know, they're fakers, right? And soon they're not doing that anymore. They moved on to another person. because your realness shows them that you don't accept the drama, the fakeness, the, you know, inauthenticity. So today's episode, I hope you're hearing me. Stop giving away your power. Stop letting your competition win. Stop letting your haters and naysayers and those people who said, oh, don't worry, she's not going to make it. She'll be back to work soon. Stop it. As women entrepreneurs, 100%, you are the CEO of your business. Whether you choose to call yourself that or not, you are the person, no exceptions, that has to make the kind of decisions that's going to move your business forward. So here's the truth bomb, superheroes. The moment that you step back, the world loses out on your genius and your gifts. This year, don't let anybody else lose. Don't let them lose out on your amazing gifts that you have. Don't let them lose out on the geniusness that you were created to have. But just know when they lose out, so do you. When you show up fierce, fully prepared, unafraid to ask for the sale, look, you can be afraid, all right? But do it anyway. You become unstoppable when you do those things. You make it impossible for anyone to ignore your impact or question your value. Why would anybody be questioning your value? Because you're not showing up. So stop that this year. You want to make a New Year's resolution. You want to step into something bold and beautiful. That's you. Consistently showing up embraces your unique strengths. It inspires others to do the same thing. Don't you want to be an inspiration? Leave a legacy for somebody else? Your commitment to excellence not only benefits your business. Bleh, look at that one. All right, perfection. Bye-bye. Your commitment to excellence, it not only benefits your business, but it also uplifts your community. I don't know about you, but I'm about creating safe communities. So the best safe community is you being authentic. And then it creates a ripple effect of positivity and growth and inspiration for other people to step up in the community too. Every opportunity that you seize, it contributes to your talents. It reinforces your reputation. It amplifies your impact. And it ensures that your presence is both valued and remembered. I don't know about you, but I want to be remembered. But I want to be remembered for the right reasons, right? Come on. And look, let me put it out there, ladies. You're going to mess it up occasionally. I get it. We all do. We're humans. We are not AI. Okay. But I don't know about you. If you've ever done any of the AI stuff, it messes it up all the time. It tells lies. It like doesn't understand what you're asking for. So see, they're not perfect either. So step back in. Every single time that you have a setback, every time that you feel like you messed it up, right? Step back in anyway and give the best that you have in that moment. For each and every client, each and every prospect, each and every, oh, I don't know, community person that you connect with, every opportunity. When you do, you'll go to bed without regrets, without feeling like you're not getting anywhere. You just know that when you step in fully, it shows up, people see it. And you feel good about it. The times that you don't feel so great about business is usually when you've made a mistake and you've stepped back. It's usually when you're not taking the risk and saying, you know, asking for that sale. Those are the things that will keep you up at night. Live fully, live with 100% conviction of doing your business. Set yourself some office hours. It doesn't have to be a very rigid schedule. But you could commit to saying, I'm going to spend 2 hours on my business today. Set a timer and focus for those 2 hours. Set office hours for yourself. when the kids are most likely to take a nap, when they're at school, right? Don't let kids be the reason that you don't run a business. Look, I raised 4 kids while building a business. I know that it's not easy. And it can be done. So there are ways. I've talked about it in other podcasts. Don't let that be your way. As a woman in general, whether you have kids at home or not, if you're letting yourself lax off because you didn't want to be held tight to a corporate structure, right? Then create the structure that's going to get things done, whatever that looks like for you. Because it's time to stop letting your competition take your clients. It's time for you to stop letting your competition move you out of the marketplace. It's time for you to own your space, whatever that is. I don't care if it's a hobby. I don't care if it's a business, whatever it is. If you're in a nonprofit, you own that role that you're doing. 100% give the best that you have. Hands down, you'll be successful. So if you need some help, reach out. I'd be happy to work with somebody who wants to set up some systems and some structures to keep you on track. That's what I do on a regular basis. I work with people, I work with my team in the office, and I work with clients that come through my business. So come on, we can make this work. You don't have to do it alone. But from your heart to your heels, what I'm going to say is show up for your business. Show up for your mission. Show up for your dreams. Why? Because the world's waiting for your brand of bold. Give it everything that you've got, because nobody can do it like you anyway. So, you ready to level up a little bit? Lead like the superhero that you are? Come on. Get your cape on, because it's yours. Wear it proud. And don't let anyone or anything dim your shine. You can join us over at the Hive Hangout. Just go to KimberlyBorgans.com and join the Hive Hangout. Most importantly, stay bold, stay a little sassy, and always show up 100%. Until next time, step boldly into those superhero shoes and go big. Thank you for joining me today. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.